Nigel, a couple of signings to talk about today. Jay McEvely and Ian Turner. Why these guys?
Some experience, as much as anything. Jay we know well. We had him for a couple of years at Derby. And he's played quite a few games in the last couple of seasons, done well against us as well. So, ideal cover for left-back and left centre-half. And Ian Turner, you know, we needed a bit of experience on the bench and to help us out, training and everything. You know, we're down to just two goalkeepers with Mark Howard and George Willis. You know, one of those has a knock, we can't really have a proper training session. Jake Eastwood, the young goalie's hurt his knee as well. So we're light in that department.
Are you very happy now with the depth you've got in defence?
No, we're still, I think, one short in terms of cover. You know, with Ben Davis at full-back, in an ideal world, we'd try and get one more in.
And in terms of both players, are they coming here to also not just provide a bit of depth, but also to compete for a start?
Cover might have been the wrong description of them. They'll both be coming here to challenge for a first-team spot. You know, Mark's the number one, so it's going to be a bit harder for Ian in that case. But certainly Jay can put a little bit of pressure on the centre-halves and the left-back.
How important was it to get a veteran goalkeeper in just to provide that competition so you're not necessarily relying on a youngster in a crisis, for example?
Yeah, that was at the back of our minds, and every game is so important that, you know, if Mark went off in a game or missed a game or two, then I think we'd be comfortable putting Ian in. You know, George is, you know, still a young goalkeeper, might not quite be ready to go in at League One yet.
Is there a chance that he could go out on loan now?
Yeah, that's a possibility, yeah, to get some experience himself. But we've also got the under-21 fixtures, a lot of those to fulfil. So we always had it in mind that George Willis was going to play in those. So we'll see. That's our priority, that he plays in those.
Does the signing of Ian impact George Long at all as you monitor his progress?
No, because I think Ian signed for 5 months, which is the time, and then we'll get a review on George in January. So George Long comes back in January, and we might not need Ian, but we'll see come the time.
I suppose the one thing with Jay is that he's capable of playing different positions as well, and you need that in a squad, don't you?
You do, we need that flexibility. And although we've got a few numbers now, we've got two or three outside the 18, it's easy to sit there and look at that in middle of August and say, oh, well, we've got two or three spare. As soon as we get a couple of injuries or something like that, then everybody will be needed.
You say that you want, you know, ideally you'd like another defender in there, but does your focus shift now? If you're still actively trying to bring players in, does it shift to a more attacking player maybe?
No, we're quite happy with the options we've got up there at the moment. Michael's made a very good impression since he's come in, and you know, Jose's form the other night was good. Mark McNulty got himself a goal, Chris Porter started the game, you know, Murph can go up there, Jamal, so Diego was on the bench the other night as well. So no, I think we're quite happy in that department.
How pleasing to see Mark get that goal, because when strikers come to new football clubs, to get off the mark quickly, it sort of takes a bit of pressure away, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, he scored, I think, within a minute or two coming on his debut in pre-season, which was good for him. And we didn't think he played very well the other night in his all-round game. But he's that sort of player that if you leave on the pitch, and it's a certain breed as well, there's certain players who, when they're having a bad time, won't score a goal. But if you're, I think, more of an instinctive one like Mark, you just get that chance 5 minutes to go and you'll put it away no matter how you've played for the previous 85 minutes.
It's important to get that first win, isn't it? You know, ideally you'd have won at the weekend as well, but to get that first win on the board, important.
It is in any competition, and now we want to get our first win in the league. You know, two toughy away games coming up, but I think the performances, the win on Wednesday night was good. Not a sparkling performance, but 8 changes, and we take enough positives from last Saturday against Bristol City.
Can we get a thought on the cup draw? It's one that's got people talking. Obviously, there's a bit of history between West Ham and Sheffield United. It's an interesting one, isn't it?
Exactly what is an interesting one, yeah. With the Tevez incident in the past and everything, and we're going to play a Premier League club away from home. We enjoyed it last season in the FA Cup, so we're looking forward to that one. Ideally, we'd like them at home, but yeah, it is interesting.
In terms of the team news, how's Skugel and Alcock? I think they're the two key ones, aren't they?
Yeah, we're hoping they'll train this afternoon, so they should be okay by taking the precaution of leaving them out of the 18. Little Reedy as well, we didn't want him getting kicked, in a possibly a more physical game against Mansfield, though it wasn't too bad. So they should all be available.
How good has it been to be able to have a look at most of the squad in these two games and to sort of get an idea in your mind? Because there has been a lot of changes and you can only really learn so much in pre-season, I guess.
You can, and it's going to be another month or two probably at least until everything settles down and we get the lineup out there that we want. And until James Wallace is available as well, then you know we're not going to be able to have a look at everything fully and the permutation. So that was important the other night. Everybody get the game time in, look at one or two players, and then we move forward.
How is James? Where's he at?
Yeah, we're hoping. We've got an under-21 game next Wednesday at home to Colchester. We're hoping he'll play some part in that. He's doing a lot of one-on-one physical stuff at the moment, ball work and all, running, twisting and turning, which is the main thing with a groin injury. And we're hoping he'll join in maybe a little bit on Monday with a view to playing Wednesday.
As you say, it may take a bit of time, and perhaps people on the outside who are saying favourites, you know, promotion favourites, don't realise perhaps some of the changes that happen at this club. It's not exactly the same team that finished last year, is it? I think only five players who start the Bristol game were sort of part of that great run. There has been some change in this.
Yeah, there has, and some sort of through our choice and some not. You know, and we've said all along, when you lose Brayford and Maguire out of a team, two players, such integral players as that, then it's going to take time for everybody else to adapt, and we're going to do very well to replace them. One came from a Premier League club, one's gone to a Premier League club. That's the sort of quality that we're missing. It's very difficult to replace that at this level.
Is there ever any way to sort of accelerate the process of gelling the team together?
No, there isn't really. It's just time. Good results help. And then confidence goes from there. But no, it's just everybody getting to know each other. 8, 9 new players, 10 now. So it's just time. We're getting everybody settled in and getting the sort of right formation and the right sort of pattern.
Is it ever a case of grinding out a few results to you automatically maybe click in a few weeks?
That's always the case. You know, that was why the other last Saturday was disappointing, because the least we should have come away with was the 1-1. Conceding the poor goal cost us the game. But there's always a case for that. We want to be a little bit more than that this season. That's the thing. We want to progress, and you know, we want to have the majority of the game and not sit back defending for long periods.
Do you think it's going to be a pretty open division overall? I think we've seen evidence of that already 1 week, and then the Cup games as well. There's an awful lot of teams who could essentially be up there at the end of the year.
Unpredictable after the first week in the league fixtures and the Cup fixtures. So, yeah, I think there's 8, maybe 10 teams, you know, all capable of getting in that top six this season. And, you know, Preston, I think everyone would have fancied them to win on the opening day at home to Notts County and ended up nicking an equaliser in the 89th minute. Bristol City, good, strong, experienced side. Orient, spent big as well in the summer. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of challenges for us.
You're going to take on Coventry in Northampton. It's a bit of an odd situation, isn't it? And tough for the fans there.
It is very tough for them. And saw a bit of the game on the TV late the other night, and, you know, supporters outside demonstrating and everything. I think what Stephen Presley's done brilliantly is he's taken all that away from the players, and they've just concentrated literally wherever they've played, Northampton, or then they've concentrated on the football, which is all he can do, and there'll still be a formidable challenge.
And there is a bit of a local edge to it. They've got a few players who used to play on this patch. They'll want to win anyway because of the two defeats, but it just gives that extra edge, I guess.
Yeah, and I think that's when you're in that situation, it's almost, you know, you close ranks and you say it's us against the world here. You know, nobody, a lot of people won't look forward to going to play at Northampton, you know, in this league. So I think it helps, because we went there pre-season a few weeks ago. I think that'll help us, but it's still going to be a tough game, and I think Coventry have used it to their advantage very well.
Does familiarity help a team often then, when you sort of know a surrounding, even if you've been there quite recently, as you say, for the players to sort of settle in quickly?
Yeah, I think so, because we played all right in the night, and so that'll help with facilities and everything. So come 3 o'clock when the whistle goes, it's a football pitch with stuff on, you know, with two teams battling it out. But, you know, when you do arrive at 2:15 and it is familiar, that helps.
Managers often have sort of selection headaches and things they have to consider. This is a particularly interesting selection that you're going to make here, having seen so many different players in these first two games, isn't it?
Yeah, and it might be a little bit of chop and change. It might be the same team. You never know in the first few weeks until we get that settled side. But that'll be on merit. Mm. You know, we put the teams out there. Everybody's had a chance in the first two games of the season already, as well as pre-season. And what I think we are is we're very fair and we're very loyal. If somebody's doing well in the team, they'll stay in. If they're struggling a bit, and they've got no complaints if they can't get in.
I was going to ask if you got the kind of response you were looking for, because there were, you know, key experienced players who didn't play that first game. They could have had a bit of a sulk, but how did they respond to it?
Yeah, I thought generally the attitude was good against Mansfield and getting the win. Very pleased from that point of view. That's why we'll keep the majority of them in the squad.
And is that essentially what you're going to need, that, you know, you're going to have a squad where you are going to maybe want to shift things around, whether it's a specific game, whether it's a lack of form, that you need those players to always be ready for that?
Definitely, to be ready to come on at any time. When you're a sub as well, you know, people, they start sulking. If it can be a sub, you can go one or two ways. You know, you can sulk and not be ready to come on, or you can be ready for 5 minutes or 85, however long is needed for. And those who are ready, we'll put those on the bench.